Towards the end of the sixth parasha, we have a tzivah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram Avinu and commands him in the mitzvah smila. And the pasuk says, Hashem appears to Avram, and as a prelude to the mitzvah smila, he tells him, "V'yomer lav ani kel shakai, hishalech lefonai v'hiyetam." I am kel shakai. Get that in a moment. Hishalech lefonai, go before me, live your life before me, v'hiyetamim, and be complete. So this is oft translated that Hakadosh Baruch Hu means, and Rashi brings it down as a medrash to such an extent, that the commandment is, go ahead and do Hasalak Lefanai, go before me, go ahead and do the next mitzvah I will tell you, which is mitzvah smila. The Hiyei Tamim, and as a result of performing mitzvah smila, you will, as a result of that, attain a stage where you will thus achieve completeness. Hiyei Tamim, you will be complete. Now, truthfully, from the point of dikta, could probably be better off saying that I day that Tiyei Tamim, you will be Tamim as a result of that. Hiyei Tamim, according to the Pashup Shat, says Rashi, is not that. There is such a medrash. Pashup Shat is, says Rashi, it's a tzivay achar tzivay. You should be shalim b'chol nisya naisai. The specific commandment is, Hiyei Tamim is a mitzvah. Hashem is telling Avram Avinu, you should know, there's a lot of challenges coming up ahead. Hiyei shalim b'chol nisya naisai. Be a tamim. When you go through all the challenges that are coming up in life, make sure to maintain your level of shleimus as you go through those challenges. It's a bit interesting. Why here, specifically in the middle of mitzvah smila, because Baruch was talking about mitzvah smila, and all of a sudden Hashem says, you know what? Make sure to maintain your level throughout all the challenges. This is not the beginning of the challenges in the Sianya Avram Avinu face. It started way earlier. We're not talking about it. Depending according to which version you hold of how to count the Sardinus Sianya, be it as it may, the challenges certainly started far earlier. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the challenges, comes to mitzvah smila, Hashem says, you should know, hang in there and maintain your shleimus throughout. So why over here specifically would Kadosh Baruch Hu say that? So perhaps the way to go with this would be, the Beis Levi points out that Hashem is the first moment Hashem appears to Avram and tells him, Ani kel shakai. I am shakai. What is shakai? So we know the word, the name of Hashem, shakai, refers to something which Kadosh Baruch Hu did. Sha'amar la ilam I die. And at the moment of creation, when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world was in a mode where as soon as it was created, it started to expand and expand and expand and grow bigger and bigger. Whatever that means, hard to picture. But it kept on growing larger. And it should have theoretically kept on going and grown to enormous proportions. Because Baruch Hu said, die, enough, stop right there, freeze where you are, and maintain the world to the exact setup that we have it right now. Why would Hakadosh Baruch Hu come by the mitzvah smila and talk about Shem Shakai? Where did that come into the mitzvah smila? What does that do with anything over here? So, Beis Levi suggests as follows. He says, there's two things that happen when something grows. When a plant grows, it starts with a kernel, the seed, and it grows and grows, it gets bigger. There's something else that happens. It develops further, it matures. People start off, and they develop. Growth is not only physical getting larger, but growth in terms of development, it gets bigger and bigger and better. It develops the more it matures, it develops into a far more complex and a better creation than its original state. Just, however, we max out. If you watch grain, it goes from the seed to the status of grain. It never gets to the status of bread. It's never fully edible. Most things, fruits, have a basic stage where you could eat them. It never becomes a fully cooked dish. What happens is, in the growth, there's also a moment where it freezes and stops right there. We'll never get past that stage. And you have to go ahead and go further. Because Baruch Hu throws the world not only in the size, but also in the development that shouldn't go beyond a certain point. What happens is, and because Baruch Hu is telling Avram Avinu, look at Mila. Mila is a prototype for understanding the world. Hashem wanted a person who has a bris. The question is, Hashem wants everyone to have a bris, so very well, go ahead and create a person who has a bris. Hashem didn't do that. Hashem says, look, I'm creating a person who's lacking perfection. You're just minimally below the bar for perfection. But to achieve that perfection, I want you to go ahead and do that. I don't want to do it myself. I'm not looking to create perfection. I'm looking to give you a setup where you yourself to go ahead and achieve that shleimus. The job, the creation, the setup of the world is for man to go ahead, take what you have and make that perfection. When you look at the whole world, everything is created, set up for us to go take it across the final step. We take things in the world, we develop it further, we use it for a mitzvah, we use it in the proper method. We're taking things just before perfection and we give it that perfection. So Kadosh Baruch Hu essentially tying the shakai to mitzvah smila is saying that mila is a prototype, look at the world and say, look, here's the bar, you're right below perfection, go ahead and go out and do that yourself. Coming back to Rashi, it says go ahead to the nisayos in life with the shleimus, perhaps that's understanding. When a person goes through challenges in life, it's hard, it's difficult. You look around and you say, where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? How can I get through this challenge? It's rough. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is with me, why is it so hard? If you understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu only wants shleimus, it's hard to understand. If you understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu very specifically is giving you a situation which is not shalim, he wants it to be difficult because he wants you to overcome the challenge. So every challenge in life, Hashem is telling you, Heyei shalim b'chol nisya naisai. Every time I throw you a curveball, understand that I'm throwing that to you. I'm telling you here, I'm making it rough on purpose because I want you to overcome this challenge. With that in mind, you will then have the tools to go ahead and overcome all the challenges.